It's Wednesday morning, everybody. It means one thing and one thing only. She's here with us. The Queen of the Wirral has arrived. It's Beverly Macker.
Yes.
Good morning. You all right, boys?
Yeah.
Great.
There's a great smell of... what's that smell? Is that your farlar?
It's my farlar. You can smell bright and early on this morning. Yeah. Wednesday morning.
Can we just explain what that is,
go on,
though? Well, no, I'm asking
you. Do you want me to tell
them?
My wife, they should know by now, shouldn't they? All the gentlemen like to sniff my Farlar, which is a product that we sell in Pound Paradise, and it is a lovely perfume from Taiwan.
It's beautiful, that.
It is nice,
isn't it?
Think
it's burning my eyes now.
Oh, stop it. That's the ale in this room. You two were out on the lash with me last night.
Hey, if Chanel are listening now, they'll be quaking in the boots, won't they?
So it's Wednesday. Who's your special guest today?
Special guest. Talking of Chanel and all things posh and glamorous... It is the beautiful and lovely Wendy Peters, a.k.a. Cilla Battersby Brown.
Oh, no way! Yes. Battersby! Wendy! Wow!
Morning!
Morning, darling! Wendy, would you like Beverly to send you a bottle of her Farlow?
It sounds absolutely gorgeous. I think could we send two, then I don't run out?
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
And if you kind of run out of petrol in your car, you can always bob it in, it's fine, it works perfectly well.
Do you know, Wendy, they take the mickey out of all my stuff. You know, Pound Paradise, we do have some exclusive, you know, wonderful stuff there.
Yeah. I need to pop in. I love a good pound shop.
Oh, well, listen, I can give you my staff discount. I'll swipe a bit.
Does that take
you
down to 75p?
It means they give you money to take it away.
Do you know, the other day, somebody won a trolley dash for an hour in Pound Paradise. They filled the trolley up six times over, and the grand total one was £56.
It's all right, wasn't it? They did well there, I tell you. They got a sniff of me Farlar that day. But listen, thank you. But listen, you've come back to the new Wirral Radio. We've spoken before, haven't we?
Yeah.
But you've come to the new... You are one of the new friends of Wirral Radio, Wendy.
Oh,
and we're
fantastic.
Dead chuffed. We are dead chuffed.
You're in the circle of trust, girl. Now, you're all right. We protect you now.
Excellent.
What have you been up to lately then, lovey?
Cilla is returning.
No. Oh, is that an exclusive?
Yeah.
Wirral Radio exclusive.
Wow. You are finally coming back to sort them poor kids out.
Oh, well, yeah, she's coming back for 6 weeks, so sorting them out?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I know.
She's popping back in,
and then we'll see how it goes, and then she's popping out with lovely fizz in tow.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, how did all that happen, Wendy? Like, did they ring you and say...
They rang and said, look, we'd love you to come back for a short time because, Jenny McAlpine is, of course, pregnant in real life. So they needed a storyline to get her out for her maternity leave. And they thought of me and we discussed storylines and I'm quite happy with the way it all seems to be going. And so I said... Yeah, I'd love to come back for 6 weeks. And it fitted in perfectly with two other jobs. So, you know, it'd be fun. It'd be lovely to go and visit the new couples.
I was just
going
to say, I went to the new set, you know, a little while back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, it just looks so different. And, you know, because it's all on one sort of, one place sort of thing. And, you know, you haven't got to chop and change buildings. It's all there sort of thing.
Fabulous.
So,
listen, Wendy, one of my very good friends who I started off doing radio with years ago called Sally Matthews. She's on the production team there. She's a great mate of mine. So tell her that Nella, she'll know me as, said, hi.
We're going to take a break for some music and then we're going to be back speaking to Wendy.
Yes!